Hi, I'm Brian Singer, Product Marketing Manager with Novell. Today I have Randy Harden, Lead Systems Engineer at the University of Dayton IT with me to discuss how the university is using Novell's Sentinel solution to achieve compliance and enhance their security. Hey, Randy.
Hey, glad to be here.
So this July, Novell announced its new log management solution that expands the functionality of its Sentinel solution, serving as a key building block to security and regulatory compliance. Novell Sentinel Log Manager simplifies regulatory challenges by intelligently storing, analyzing, and reporting on security event data. The University of Dayton, a longtime Novell customer, has been using the beta version of Sentinel Log Manager. In their early stages of implementation, they have already seen ROI from the real-time analysis of data and significant time savings this has provided. The university has used Log Manager to achieve PCI compliance and has found the ability for this solution to bring in data from disparate sources one of the key factors in reaching this certification. More on Sentinel Log Manager can be found on our website at www.novell.com/products/sentinel. For today's podcast, we're discussing how the University of Dayton's use of Sentinel Log Manager aids in their PCI compliance efforts and some of the other benefits they have received since implementing this solution. So, Randy, when most people think about PCI compliance, retail is the first thing that comes to mind. Why is proving and maintaining PCI compliance so important to the University of Dayton?
Well, it absolutely is a high priority here. There are obvious financial considerations for anyone who processes credit cards and failing in this area. The direct dollar cost of even a single compromise can be enormous. Even beyond that, there would be a huge cost to our mission. The University of Dayton is a Catholic Marianist university committed to providing an education that links learning and scholarship with leadership and service. We have as a part of our strategic plan a call for us to continue moving forward with a number of initiatives that provide responsible stewardship of the resources we have for this mission. If we didn't maintain PC compliance, we wouldn't be accomplishing that. And even our basic fundamental mission would be hard to accomplish. We can't educate students that are distracted by having their information compromised. Few would want to financially support the university if they felt their information was at risk. And all of those people are important to the university. The basic business of the university can't go on if that's compromised. We really can't have that.
So it sounds to me like PCI compliance is sort of a starting point, but the actual goal here is, you know, in the end, security and securing data against outside attacks and breaches. Is that right?
Absolutely. And that's a huge job that we all have to focus on all the time.
Can you tell me a little bit about why PCI compliance and the security management as a whole is challenging?
Well, in a lot of different ways. Any kind of security is always a challenge because it's a continuous process and it's always a moving target to deal with all the specifics. But you have to set up a system that continuously monitors everything that's going on. At the university in particular, we have a wide variety of platforms, all sorts of different operating systems, all sorts of different solutions for everything from the firewalls at the university to our intrusion prevention system to the individual point of sale systems. And somehow, if we're going to maintain security, we need to be able to look at all the information across all of those systems. And that can really be a challenge. There's an awful lot of solutions that are really focused on an individual system and not really as broad as we need it to be for this kind of solution.
So with so many different parts of the university and so many different systems that are connected together, what are the things that you really consider important when purchasing security or compliance technology?
Well, we really have to look at solutions that will actually work for all of our systems, and it's sometimes surprising in some ways how difficult that is to find, because with all of these different diverse environments, all the different kinds of things that we need to manage and be able to manage in a single view across multiple systems, it's difficult to find. So we need something that's very flexible. By the time we've integrated all these different systems, it has to be able to handle huge amounts of information. And we need products that are fully supported. We can't have all these millions of eggs in this basket if we can't get the basket fixed to keep things going. So it's important that we have an organization that can back up those products and really give us something that's manageable, that doesn't have a bunch of overhead to maintain a bunch of different systems, and that can handle all the different information from all these different systems. We need something that's a well-supported, flexible product, or we can't even use it.
When you were looking for something to tie all these systems together, collect all your information, report on your information, did you look at a lot of different solutions out there?
Yeah, we actually have spent quite a bit of time looking for a number of pieces that are a part of what we currently are doing with Sentinel and the Sentinel Log Manager. It was really rather challenging. I mean, we went all the way from open source solutions to all of the popular solutions that are the kinds of things that the various analyst organizations talk about. And we looked at a lot of different ones, and we found an awful lot of them that really just weren't flexible enough or capable enough for the kind of solution that we needed.
So typically when people start talking about flexibility, there's a trade-off between flexibility and sort of ease of use and you know, how hard it is to deploy and get set up. What was your experience with Sentinel and Sentinel Log Manager in terms of getting it to the point where it was usable by your organization?
We had a pretty good experience with that. It really wasn't that difficult to get installed. I wouldn't say it was as simple as installing a word processor, but we don't expect that with this kind of product. And for our engineers who are really competent people, they really didn't have a problem with that. And so we've really been very pleased with the product in terms of being able to get it going and actually get the information we wanted out of it.
What sort of information is that you're really interested in getting?
Well, both pieces. So we kind of want to be able to see some overall information on the Sentinel side that gives us an idea of the important events, what our overall status is in terms of compliance of these solutions to the standards that we've set up. And then also on the Sentinel Log Manager side, that's the thing we've been working with more recently. And that one's really a nice solution in terms of being able to help you sort through these vast volumes of information. So we have logging from a whole bunch of different systems going in here. And often when we're working with that, we need to be able to produce reporting on things that are across all these different systems and be able to do even just interactive searching to analyze some kind of issue that's going on across systems. And the Log Manager interface lets us do that quite easily. It's intelligent at being able to recognize the information from different kinds of logs and still be able to understand that it's the same information, even though it came from a different logging system. So we can easily kind of drill down into the information, sort through, find the important stuff that we need to find in order to solve our problem.
I'm glad that it's working out for you. That was our intention.
Exactly. I was really pleased to see this come out and see the approach that Novell had taken with it.
Great. Can we sort of switch gears a little bit? Can you talk a little bit about what your longer-term goals are for log management and SIM, especially in terms of, like you said, security is a continuous process, and where are you trying to get your organization in terms of security in the next couple of years?
It's one of those things. In a university environment, it's a little bit unique in that you have lots of different organizations that all really are trying to do their own thing, which I guess you have in the corporate environment as well. But you really have sort of a mandate to maintain as open a system as you can to help the flow of information in the educational process. So that means that we really need to do a really good job of monitoring systems, looking for the things that are important to maintain security on all of those. So at this point, we have all of our higher security systems going into the Sentinel system, and that's been an important part of our PCI compliance program. We intend to move a number of other systems into that same kind of monitoring. Certainly, we've got other kinds of information that are beyond PCI that are still stuff that's important to maintain confidentiality and maintain control of. Right now, we're at a point where we're ready to move forward with basically pointing all of our systems at this system and beginning to define further details on what kinds of things need to be monitored so that we can maintain continuous monitoring and know that not just periodically when somebody sits down and looks at things, do we know that we're in compliance, but we know we stay there all the time.
I think that's the goal of a lot of organizations. I think the challenge is definitely unique to a university, but I think people will be glad to hear how you're addressing that challenge in your particular situation.
And we see the security landscape with the time between the time when somebody finds a problem in the world and the time when the bad guys are attacking it, that keeps getting shorter and shorter. And so we've got to move everything to something that's very close to real-time monitoring of every possibility. And wow, that's quite a challenge. But I think we've got the tools to be able to continue to improve on that and detect those things in a rapid fashion so that we can respond rapidly.
If someone's looking at deploying log management or SIEM, any things to watch out for?
I guess the biggest thing I would say is be careful about looking at solutions that are limited. Even if you have a little more controlled environment than we do, with a little more limited types of systems that you're feeding into it, we all know that over time you need flexibility and new things are coming in there. And I'm just a real big believer in looking for something that is a well-supported solution that's highly flexible. And I think the Sentinel products from Novell are a great possibility there. So certainly at least consider those.
Great. I think that, you know, a lot of people will be interested in what you've had to say. Hopefully we can continue to help meet your security needs. I enjoyed talking to you today. Again, this is Brian Singer. If you're interested in more information about Sentinel or Sentinel Log Manager, you can visit us at our website, www.novell.com/products/Sentinel. Thanks, Randy.
Yeah, thanks very much.
And thanks for listening.